Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We return to the men's room with
Nelson, the men's room at KISW.com.
Because of the polo shirt and the rat tail tip. Exactly what I'm talking about.
Coming from our question, what was your first experience seeing another naked human? Guys, I had to spend the night with my grandparents, and I probably woke up before she thought I would, but I saw my grandma on the buff straight out of the shower. No towel in sight. Probably like seven. Guys, my time to first see nudity when I was about 8 or 9 years old. I had to go to work with my mom on a no school day. She was a stripper in SeaTac.
Oh, God.
I had to stay in the dressing room and saw plenty of naked ladies. Great times.
I'm guessing they don't have a bring your kid to work day there.
That's wild.
That's, yeah. Hey, you got to come to work with me.
But, you know, you understand how that could happen.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel like it'd be better, at least at the A crop, you could eat some food.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
They don't serve food at strip clubs here.
I don't know.
They
so.
Serve booze now, yeah. Which we gotta go. I always said I didn't go to the ones up here. They didn't serve beer. And it was awkward. Now they serve beer. I don't have an excuse not to.
Yeah, good point. I'll go with you. I'll be your wingman.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been a licensed massage therapist since 1998 when I was 18 years old and a licensed esthetician since I was 20. So for over 20 plus years, I've been seeing naked bodies, and I mean all the naked body parts. But massage and skincare waxing are two totally different services. One of my favorites was an older man that decided he wanted to try to test me and essentially gaslight me into being afraid of him. I sent him into the massage room to get on the table with clear instructions. He wasn't new to massage therapy, but was a new client to me. When I knocked on the door to make sure he was ready, he said yes. When I walked in, he was standing there with his hands on his hips like a very proud man. Asked him what the F he was doing. He said he wanted me to know what I was working with.
Jesus.
I told him that unless his service was for me to rip the hair off his bees, I didn't need to see him. That would be a completely different service. Also told him that if he needed to be a predator like this, that I would let his wife, who was also a client of my spa, know. He wasn't a client for long because he said I was too strong of a personality for him. I wasn't sad to see him go. Have a great day, dudes. Ed Miles. That from Rose in Tacoma.
That's my worry. Well, there's legality is the big reason. But, like, you ever think about going to one of those, like, kind of massage parlors? I just feel like I'd walk in and they'd be like, not that kind, dude.
Are you going in there looking for that?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Because technically it's illegal, so I don't know how they advertise.
Correct.
I guess maybe they offer you something toward the end. And, like, would you like me to continue?
Hey, look, if it's got a red and blue sign that says massage and it's blinking, just go to one of those, probably.
Miles, look, you're probably 90% right.
If it says foot massage, probably not.
I just feel like I picked the wrong one on the wrong day. And they just be like, it's not that kind of place. We're calling the cops.
Then they're on the way.
Yeah. And then the cop shows up and he's like, come on, Ted.
That would be awesome.
Right?
That would be great.
Well, I'm thinking of a specific one, a certain area, and I know a cop that patrols there.
Okay. Oh, damn. Now time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly. You probably know the one I'm talking about. It's right by one of my friend's houses. It's clearly, that's what
I
it
can
is.
Guess the friend based on where I know he lives.
I keep threatening to do it, but I'll...
But if a cop patrols, don't do it. Yeah. If you said, look, there's no one around, I'd be like, all right, man, swing for the fences. Yeah. But, but if a cop patrols it, they're waiting for your dumbass to go in.
Well, he's just in that area. That's his beat.
I see. No pun intended. That's right.
Guys, my son, Colin, turns 20 today. Sure, every parent says they're proud of their kid, but this guy is truly crushing it. He's just one quarter away from finishing his bachelor's degree at UW-Tacoma. Go Dogs. He's already gearing up to start physical therapy school this summer. Couldn't be more exciting for him. So can we get a fart montage? The captain discussing what is his favorite cereal. Honey O's that make them so addicting. And Coach Ted about waiting one more year before he tastes his first delicious cold one. Maybe Miles with some dad jokes. That from Saul, not... that from Sal, not Saul. Oh, Jesus. And a cat.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. All these people think I like Honey O's. I'm blaming it on the text to voice. I keep saying Runny O's. That's what the captain likes. There it is. That's from the front.
Oh, no!
Grungeberry. Now the captain likes it.
you got one more year for you first to have that first legal beer. And everybody knows nobody has a beer when they're 20. All right, you got to wait that last year. Second of all, keep dominating at pickleball. All right, we all know that neighbor that lives next door to you. Don't let him beat you. Third of all, keep coming over to the house for Low Country Boils and delicious oysters.
Okay.
I know.
I'll give you a real dirty one here, but I have to tell you the punchline later.
Oh, okay.
What do you do when you come across a tiger in the jungle? What do you do when you come across a tiger in the jungle? Now on to the other jokes. Guys, Darth Vader always wears a mask, so how does he eat? How does Darth Vader eat?
I don't know.
He's force-fed. Rick Astley agreed to give you all his Pixar DVDs.
Oh, yeah?
I thought he was never going to give them up.
He's never going to give them up to
him. Yeah.
And the punchline apologized.
It's better than what I thought.
Yeah. You were just crude.
Yeah.
Damn it, Miles.
I know. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
My bad.
Guys, I want to wish a happy 51st birthday to my twin brother, Scott. He got turned on to you guys about 15 years ago. Love the show. How about the green beans? Coach Ted on how to stop slicing the golf ball and the dirty Germans on playing poker. Rock on, brothers. Signed, the better twin.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
All right, how old's this guy, Miles?
51 years old, Scott.
Jesus Christ, son, you're 51 and you're still slicing the ball? I don't know. First of all, go to the driving range. Second of all, right, maybe, I'm like, you're 51 years old. Hopefully you're new to the sport. Now, what you don't want to do, don't buy those tees that say they'll help you anti-slice. Don't buy some stupid little, or point in the other direction. Also, if you're actually playing golf a lot and you slice the ball, maybe try a 3-iron off the thing and just get it in the goddamn fairway.
Or aim left.
Don't be that guy. Because he's going to keep slicing.
Yes, he will.
He'll never learn.
You got to play within your game, though, sometimes.
Yeah, he wants to know about me playing poker. There's a specific poker game I call. It's called In the Backside.
Yeah. So I like that game, Texas Hold'em. I hold mine, you hold yours. Or you can hold mine, and I'll hold yours. See you on the river.
And finally, Bisholo's today's my husband, Kerry's 60-second trip around the sun. I love him lots. I know he would like to hear a second up cupcake, turtle sex, and the dirty German's opinion on blowing candles and carrot cake. Thank you. That from Kerry's wife, Natalia.
Yeah, listen, I'm not above it, but I don't know candles or carrot cake.
Yeah, seems like a weird name for that band. carrot cake's delicious, by the way.
Yes, it is.
That's the only way I can eat carrots. Happily.
You know what's best about it?
What?
It's the frosting.
Yeah.
When's the last time you blew out a birthday candle?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
I think I blew out a couple last year.
Did you?
Nobody, I mean, they're not going to put 44 or 45 of them on there, but.
Yeah, it's a fire hazard at that point.
You still got the number 4 and the number 5.
Like, you know, you've gotten old when they give you a cake and there's just a candle, or they just buy the number.
Or go out, our old buddy, the Rev in Fuego, years ago, him and his wife got me one of those candles that you light and it opens up into other candles.
Ooh. Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you one.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, though, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Like I said, no particular theme this week other than the fact, well, these people suck. Now, I do not know if you're familiar with Aardvark Castle. All you need to know, it's a castle, it's a historical site, it's in England, right? You can do the math. It probably looks exactly the way you picture it. Well, a community organization there, they accuse tourists of
ripping down a wall that's part of the castle. They said the historic structure was ruined so that tourists could clear a path that would allow them to see the castle itself and get a good photo without getting their feet soggy from the wet sand. So the local group called Historic Something Ascent, they said that the incident was truly unbelievable, but it happened. Their statement said, quote, some special individuals decided when the water was over the beach area, rather than get their little tootsies wet, they would rip down a 500-year-old wall to make a path for themselves. Truly unbelievable, but it happened. Now, the group said the wall has been repaired slightly and are taking donations. It says, quote, if you're planning a holiday and want to clamor over an ancient monument for that Instagram pic, please don't. This is our history, and every time someone clamors all over it, a little more of it crumbles away. Now, individually, it might be small amounts, but collectively, it's our history that is disappearing. So again, there's a historic castle, and what kills me is they took down the wall so that they could get a picture of said castle. Just climb over the freaking thing. I mean, like, my God, man. Now we have a grieving family. They received an $8,000 bill for rent at their father's senior living home after his death, leaving them shocked by the unexpected charge. Now, some senior living facilities, they may require 30 days notice to end the lease, even in the case of death, which can cost families thousands of dollars. But, quote, says Bradford Kelly, says, how am I supposed to know 30 days in advance that my father was going to die? It's nuts. So he reached out after received an email from the Atria Senior Living Facility in Massachusetts, where his father was living when he passed away. Now, the email notified Kelly that his family owed just over $8,000 for October rent. The email came 3 weeks after his father died in September. Quote, I'm like, why would I owe for October? He wasn't there one day in October. Why would he owe for October? Now, the facility's business director explained in an email to Kelly that the lease stipulates that the facility requires 30 days written notice to vacate, and in this case, the date of the passing initiates the 30 days automatically. Okay? So he did not die September 1st, therefore, they say you owe for October. Well, wouldn't you guess, Kelly family reached out to the local NBC affiliate there for help after they said they received the collection notices, and after they reached out nearly a year after the father's death, the family and Atria agreed to waive the balance of $8,036.77. Now, the company did not respond to requests for comment about their decision or their policy. But the family says, look, it's great that they decided to waive it, but it's been over a year of collection calls and letters. And to me, that's almost harassing to pay this amount. It was an awful thing to have to go through, and I hope this helps other people out there so they don't have to go through a similar thing. As a result, this year, two legislative bills have been filed in Massachusetts that aims to limit the number of days a facility can charge after a resident's death to 10 days. So the guy died. Okay. He didn't die September 1st, but it stipulates you have to have 30 days notice. There's only 30 days in September. So even if you died on the 2nd, their policy was that you would still owe for the next month. But like anything, they reached out to the local press. The local press ran a story, and they're like, oh, our bad. Sorry. Now, you might remember this story. Our very own Mike Hawk brought this one to us. A Baltimore County fire employee. He's being investigated for inappropriate behavior at work. This comes after the employee made videos of himself masturbating in public areas at multiple firehouses in the county. Councilman David Marks said the firefighters and paramedics told him about the situation a few days ago. Quote, they obviously are very concerned about their own public health and safety. I've been on the council for 15 years. This is probably the most disturbing series of allegations I've ever heard. Now, fire department employees are encouraged to get tested at the employee health center. They initiated hazmat cleaning for all of the fire stations and all the fire department offices and the public safety building. This includes high-touch surfaces, door handles, push plates, light switches, etc.
Oh, my God. So he did this on all those things.
This is based on the video that he recorded himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Bathrooms in all fixtures, water fountains, kitchens, including sinks, appliances, both inside and out, the bunk rooms, specifically the beds and furniture, lockers, both inside and out, floors, they say deep cleaning and sanitizing using germicidal products, several vehicles, including things that I have no idea what they are going to undergo professional cleaning and sanitation. They're also working to replace all station ice machines in response to the allegations.
Jesus.
Yeah, so Councilman Julian Jones, ice machines. He said, okay. In over 30 years of experience in the Anne Arundel County Fire Department, hearing of this is a disturbing first. Quote, I rose from the bottom to the top in Anne Arundel County, and I've never heard of anything like this. And I've dealt with more personnel issues and problems than you can imagine, and nothing as bizarre and grotesque as this.
This guy's from Glen Burnie, I know it.
That would make sense. So those are your stories. We have the tourists that went to the 500-year-old castle and just took down part of the wall so they could get a better picture of the castle they were there to see. We have the family that was billed $8,000 in rent for the month of October of last year, in spite of the fact that their father had died in September, but they're trying to hold him on the hook.
Is that specific because it's an elderly center? Like, I can't imagine the building I live in charging me rent after I die.
They wouldn't do it, but I think part of the reason that these senior living facilities do that is because if you put people in there for senior living, they know they're going to drop dead at any minute, right?
Okay, so that, right, so it's just as bad as a scam.
Their whole thing is, right, like, no one expects you to drop dead, Ted. I mean, you could, but it's unlikely. I put your ass in a senior living facility. They know why you're there, so they put that stipulation in 30 days, right? And again, so if you don't die on the first or second of any given month, you owe for the next month, even though they've already rented out the room.
All right, Ted, what do you think?
I mean, look, it's easy to say the firefighter sucks the most.
Yeah.
Because he is contaminating all that stuff.
So many things,
right?
Man.
He really got after it.
Because we've had stories where people, they did it in someone's coffee mug. That this guy, door handles, the ice machine, like every surface that you might possibly touch. The water fountain, right.
But honestly, I think that senior facility might suck the most. As I was saying, that's just evil because you're banking on these people passing away. But I think it's essie what they did and completely out of line. But the people that took down the 500-year-old wall, out of this case, sucks the least.
Okay, I'm going to go with the fireman sucks the most.
Okay.
Based on what he did.
I mean, look, the fact I can't argue. Even if I disagree, it ain't worth arguing.
But I'm going to go with the Boston senior facility sucking the least on this.
Why is that? I mean, it wasn't a contract, to be fair.
I know.
You had.
You signed the contract. You knew what you were getting into. They did get their money back, fortunately. They had to go through channels to get it. They had to get Jesse or whatever they
did. Basically.
But they
Massachusetts did, Jesse.
And they changed their policy.
They didn't change their policy, but the state of Massachusetts has introduced legislation. It does not pass
yet. To
make
sure that they can't do it.
To make sure they can't do it.
So, based on that, something positive got done?
Something positive did happen.
I'm going to say that story sucks the least.
Yeah.
You could also say that one sucks the least, frankly, because that's just where we're at in our country.
That's where we're at.
That's how businesses work.
But I think Miles makes a good point.
Like, they're
trying to get out of a gym membership.
Yeah, they're written to screw you over.
But I think Miles makes a good point. At least something beneficial came about as a result of this family going through that.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we're going to drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. Well, first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new bill has been introduced in Florida that lets patients grow their own marijuana plants at home.
I saw that. There's a bunch of people going, one step ahead of you, buddy.
I'm about to say, there's plenty that already are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the limit in Washington? 6?
I don't know.
I think 6 for personal use.
Then they just bust an illegal grow operation instead. And I'm like, God.
But that was...
Didn't you kind of open the floodgates when you legalized the purchase of it?
Well, I mean, my thing is, because Miles brought it up before. We had the cops in last week.
Yeah.
They're like, you can grow your crap and all that, but who's your clientele when they can just go to the store, have a controlled amount of whatever it is they're looking for, right? And just buy it. I mean, I bought it when it was illegal, but now that it's legal, I don't buy it. There's always going to be, I go to the store.
There's always going
to
be illegal growers, but the idea... Sure. There's going to be moonshiners.
Right.
But the idea is just to get that tax revenue.
You know, right.
Right. Exactly. There's still moonshiners, but at the end of the day, you can
you can
go buy stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people are just gonna do it for old time's sake.
Or they enjoy doing it.
You can homebrew.
But their operation was so big. Like a lot of people just like growing their weed. I get it. People grow their own vegetables, blah blah blah. Cool. But their operation was so big, I'm like, all right, you guys are making money on it.
If I want to make whiskey at home, it's fine. I just can't sell it.
Right, that's it.
Right.
You making whiskey at home?
Well, you can. You don't have kids for it. I mean, you can make gin at home. You can make all that stuff at home.
I've tried somebody's homemade whiskey on 3 separate occasions. I will continue to purchase it. It's like, wow, man.
Well, you need the right barrel, you know?
Yeah.
There's a new study that suggests that bottled water may not be as safe as many people assume.
I mean, what, microplastics?
Microplastics. They did tests on water sold in refillable jugs, and they found high levels of bacterial contamination.
Of course. Look, I just assume anything we consume, there's some risk to it.
Right. It's going to kill us in one way or another.
And if we're at water now, I'm like, okay, we're done.
Right.
It's about air pollution, so I can't breathe the air. I can't drink the water. Like, all right, whatever else we do in between, which is pretty much everything, don't worry about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. It's all making you unhealthy, but... keep healthcare expensive.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right.
That's the cycle, man. That's the cycle right there.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. Due to the influx of questions, Texas parks and wildlife officials issued a statement that no, you can't use drones to bait fish before you go fishing.
How big are these drones? What, are they chumming the water with drones?
I think so. That's basically what they're doing, is they're getting them all set up and getting them, you know, ready to eat, and then they just kind of gently float in there, and then they start casting.
I got you. All right.
Well, it gives them a better overhead view of where they might be able to see fish, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, that's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're using it to scout, I don't mind. But I think any real fisherman or hunter worth their salt, like, that's kind of...
That's part of the process.
Well, I got to think, though, these are, again, people that want to make money on it.
Right, I'm just saying, it's not... I don't know. It's against the code.
Well, I mean...
You know what I mean? Like, you can go pheasant hunting, but you don't shoot them when they're just sitting on the ground.
Right.
You got to kick them up.
Yeah. Well, it's like chumming, you know? I mean, it just depends on what you're doing.
Scientists have found a potential molecular fountain of youth in cocoa compound.
All right.
Oh. That dark chocolate.
So basically people with the bitter compound that is found in chocolate with more of that particular compound in their blood showed younger looking DNA markers in a study of over 1,600 people.
So keep eating chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Isn't
dark
that chocolate. Really what it's always been for
don't
a long time?
Don't drink water, like, eat dark chocolate.
Right. By the bucket full. Eat as much as you can.
Yeah, obviously there's a limit to it, but you're right. They've been saying it for years. I just think you just got to get, I don't know, mid-30s before you're like, oh, I like dark chocolate now.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, your palate's got to adjust to it.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you get that Hershey pack. That special dark is the worst.
Oh, that's the one you gave to your parents.
Yeah.
Do you want this one? He's like, absolutely.
Right.
Now I get it.
Then you took a sip of your dad's beer and you went, that's disgusting. And then as you got older, you're like, this ain't half bad.
Well, I told my dad, first time I had a sip of beer, I don't know, like 6, 7 years old, and Budweiser. Can I have a sip? He's like, sure. I took a sip and I told him, oh my God, I'll never drink beer in my life. And I just remember he looked at me and laughed. That was the entire exchange.
Exactly.
Now we have our own beer.
Three of them.
Just saying.
Three of them.
I had 3 of those special darks last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because I have a bag. But I'm like, well, I can't eat crackles during the week. Ooh, special darks.
Here we go.
These are healthy.
Yeah.
I'm being good to myself.
Exactly. I'm going to sleep good tonight.
You're welcome, me.
Good looking out, me.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. Sorry, Tim, I forgot. It is a verb that is brought to you by the letter G. I'm way behind on this today, by the way, so my apologies. It is a verb brought to you by the letter G. I'm going to give you guys about a 60% chance of getting this one right. To do this is to use dishonest tricks to illegally take money or property. A G word that is a verb that means to use dishonest tricks to illegally take money or property. Usually, this word is used to describe someone with the letters ER at the end of it.
Okay.
Use dishonest tricks to illegally take money or property.
Grifter.
Grifter. Miles, you nailed it. Okay. Well done, sir.
You don't hear that word much anymore.
Oh, the grift.
Now he's a grifter.
Yeah, grifter.
The email scammer shamelessly grifted thousands of dollars from unwitting victims. Okay.
Good work.
Yeah.
I feel like you gotta like see an interview with an old-time gangster, and he's like, so this was the grift.
This is the grift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone did a deep dive to answer the question, can you wear the same pair of socks more than once?
Hey, you can.
I don't think you should.
No. No, you should not. You absolutely should not.
But yeah, physically, you can.
Correct. It is easy to put the same pair of socks on. However, foot fungus is a thing. Athlete's foot is a thing. Nasty-ass feet are a thing.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree.
Right. That was the thing that they broke down there. It's like you were sweating throughout your feet the entire day. You guys remember those there was like an infomercial deal that they sold where they're like these foot pads that they had sticky substance. It was like a pad basically for your feet that you stuck on there.
In place of socks?
No, at night when you went to bed, you'd stick these things on the soles of your feet. And then when you woke up in the morning, they were all black and nasty. And that's all the toxins that they're putting out of your body in the middle of the night. It's like,
ew, man. I do remember that.
Your body does that naturally. That's why you should wash the bottom of your feet.
Good to know.
It's also one of the things with a float, too, they say. That pulls all that crap out, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, salt water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. We leach toxins out of ourselves. That's why we have sweat glands.
I would rather wear my underwear again than my socks.
Ted, you
agree.
Barnes, didn't he go a whole year wearing a new pair of socks every day one year?
My buddy Cobb did.
Oh, Cobb.
He's going to wear a new pair of socks.
Brand new pair of socks.
Yeah, so he'd wash them and then donate them.
Okay. I dig that.
It's tougher to do than you think, though.
I can believe that's a lot of socks, brother.
I told you, I'm like, what's his neighborhood? Like, when I go home, I'll change socks and change outfits.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Okay.
Like, I know you always say you like your jeans. My jeans are plenty comfortable.
You just want to get out of them.
I want to put on shorts or a pair of sweats, and I want to wear a pair of shoes still inside, so I got to change my socks.
I'm with you.
Okay. You still wear the shoes inside?
I like wearing shoes.
It's actually gotten to the point for me that if I'm going to be at somebody's house for an extended period of time, I will bring a change of comfy clothes. You know, if we're having dinner or whatnot, we'll go over to the in-laws.
Yeah.
And if we're having dinner, I'll come looking nice. Usually I have a nicer shirt on, but I'll go in there and I'll look nice. But then as soon as dinner's over and the old people leave, I'll run into the room real quick, switch up, and now I've got my comfy shorts on. I've got a sweatshirt
That's
on.
Fair. If you know it's going to be that kind of night.
We've both done it at our buddy's house. It's like, hey, man, it's like 6 or 7. Are we going to a bar? And he's like, nah, I think we'll just watch the game here. Mike and I are both like running. Like, all right, I'm putting on sweats then.
That's right. No, I'll just stay here and watch the fight. Like, all right, give me like 2 minutes real quick. Getting cozy in here. Ted, what day is it, my friend?
Oh, I know what day it is, Mike. Hump Day!
It is Hump Day. Good job. It's also National Lager Day.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Dummy.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Unofficially brought to you by Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager by Black Raven Brewing.
That's exactly a fine, tasty beer. That is a tasty-ass beer, man.
Tasty beer.
I still haven't had the holiday porter yet. I'm just
not this year. I have not.
No, I got to get up to Murphy's on 45th. Yeah. If they still have
you're
it.
Right there.
Man, they blow through those kegs, though.
I know. It's good.
So if they still have it, it will.
Come on, man. But we all know that lagers are not the only beers that are available. There's a whole slew of different kinds of beers. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, this is actually about beer.
I thought you were
going to give me facts about, like, logging trees.
No, man, this isn't the University of Puget Sound. We're talking about beer up here.
Dummy.
Good call.
It's a loggers reference.
That is.
Go loggers. Let's see here. So this is the 10 most popular beer styles. 10 most popular beer styles in the world.
In the world? Okay.
So right. As far as...
I guess Pilsner is not number a bad call. One.
What would be your guys' favorite styles of beer?
Pilsner. Hands down.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Me too. I try to avoid sours at all costs.
I do not like sours. Typically, I go IPAs. I also like porters a lot.
Okay. So, oddly enough, number 10 on the list is sour beer.
Ah! Oh,
yeah.
I enjoy, again, 1 to 2.
Right. And also,
I like them, but I have one buddy, Dunk. He loves them. And he'll bring over a bottle, and we'll each have, like, a glass.
There you go.
The thing is, I don't eat sour things. So I don't eat sour candies.
I don't mind sour candies. Something about the sour beers. I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
It's always fresh.
This strange specialty, mostly crafted in Belgium, allows a spontaneous fermentation, which leads to sour beers with noticeable acidity and often funky flavors that makes the category unique.
Funky is probably the best description. If someone really said it like that, it's funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes funky.
The American Brown Ale comes in at number 9.
That's a good. You don't find those anymore with Newcastle.
Newcastle's the only one I can think of.
But that's not American. English,
but that's the style.
Fine, that is the brown
Who
ale.
Who said American?
Also called Amber Ale, this category, and also made internationally, corresponds to all brown or amber beers with a maltier flavor and a medium body. Weightier than pale lagers or blonde ales.
Georgetown does one every year for charity that they've got out for about a week.
I do like a good amber.
It's fantastic.
Right. Their examples are Deschutes, Cindercone Red, Full Sail Amber, Kona Lava Man Red Ale, North Coast Rudrick's Red Seal Ale. So
brown ale and amber are the same thing.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
American brown ale.
American brown ale.
There's some European stuff in here as well.
Yeah.
Porters coming at number 8.
All right.
I like
this
porters.
This English style of dark beer is very similar to the stouts. But it's lighter and less intense. They're deep red-hued instead of black and have a thinner foam.
People always think they're going to be super heavy, and they do look heavy, but most porters are really not heavy at all.
They have chocolate and roasted coffee aromas as well, but they're more malty and approachable than stouts. This is also from LondonDrinksGuide.com.
That's why Guinness is so good. It's the best of both worlds. It's kind of like a
porter. It really is.
But drinks easier.
Examples of porter, Anchor Porter, Boulevard Bully Porter, Deschutes Black Butte Porter, and Founders Porter Black Butte. Pilsner comes in at number 7.
Wow.
London Drinks Guide. So the Pilsner style was born in the Czech Republic and was the first blonde-colored beer in history. Its pristine, zesty flavor soon became the more popular than the dark brews of the time, and the style still is immensely popular today. More vibrant and more complex than regular lager, Pilsner beers are an excellent transition beer if you want to go from industrial beer to craft beer.
And then I also want to say the Pilsner explosion kind of got into the English pubs in the 50s or something. And, their old beers were kind of weaker.
Okay.
And they were cask beers. But you only had those breweries. And then those kind of exploded and turned into, what culture is now.
Gotcha. Alrighty. These are the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. Number 6, I get down with them, a wheat beer. Those are the heavy ones. Those are drinking a meal. I get that. However, I enjoy them. Wheat beers are crowd pleasers. They're made by adding wheat to the grain bill, which gives the concoction a rich mouthfeel, aromas reminiscent of bread and tropical fruit, and sometimes a hazy, milky color and texture.
The Hefeweizen, does that fall into the wheat beer category?
Yes, it does. So their examples are Hacker Schorweise, the Polliner Hefeweizen, and a handful of others there.
You ever had that Sam Adams cherry wheat?
No. I do like Sam Adams.
Pretty tasty.
Really? I've never had it.
Yeah.
The stout comes in at number 5.
You know what? I do like stouts.
I like stouts. They just end up being heavy.
Again, though, depends on the stout, because Guinness is a stout, but it's actually a light beer.
They're made with most roasted malt, which imparts coffee, char, and chocolate aromas and a creamy mouthfeel. Stouts are made with ale yeast, so they have a complex nose. They can overwhelm the inexperienced, but the flavor and aroma intensity are very, very satisfying.
Creamy mouthfeel.
Like, it has less calories than a Corona. A Guinness.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Avery out of bounds stout, Deschutes Obsidian stout.
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 Feels like a Guinness stout. Night tonight.
It does.
You know?
It does.
It's right. One of those nights.
10 most popular beer styles in the world, the India Pale Ale, or IPA, comes in at number 4. Legend says that the British started adding an extra dose of hops, the stabilizing flower that gives beer their bitterness, to protect them from the lengthy journey to the colonies in India. The style is now made everywhere on Earth, and it's easily recognizable for their bitter taste and intense aromas of citrus and tropical fruit. Double and triple IPAs exist as well and are even more bitter. Examples: Alpine Duet, Bell's Two Hearted Ale, Fat Heads, Headhunter IPA, Firestone, Lagunitas.
Black Raven.
I'm about to say it. IPA is not usually my flavor. Black Raven has been the only one that has made an IPA that I find...
Trickster's great.
Yeah.
I don't generally like Pilsners, but Black Raven made a Pilsner where I'm like, this is effing delicious.
Absolutely. And credit's due. I thoroughly... Like, Lagunitas was probably one of the first IPAs I had. I'll stand by them.
Okay. I dig it. The American Pale Ale comes in at number 3. Here's where things get interesting, because we're entering craft beer territory. These beers are fermented with a different yeast. I'm reading this backwards. That's why it said that. The beers are fermented with a different yeast, ale yeast. This microorganism makes aromatic beers that can smell like fruit and freshly baked bread. American pale ales also have more noticeable hop aroma and bitterness and a creamier mouthfeel compared to the industrial lagers. They go with Ballast Point, Firestone Walker Pale, Great Lakes Burning River Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Stone Pale Ale. So,
Rolling Rock, not a pale ale, just so you know. I don't care what they put on the bottle. That tastes nothing like a pale ale.
No.
Okay.
I don't like
Rolling Rock. I mean, maybe they can explain it somehow to me. I still don't believe them.
And credit to Miles, always brings it up, Sierra Nevada. Those people in California really took the rules, started making it, started selling across the country, and that's where you really get all these breweries popping
that's
up.
That's it. I mean, that's the start of the beer revolution.
Okay. I like it.
Now, what that said, I don't know that I like American pale ale.
Oh, no.
Well, they're still pretty hostile.
Yes, they are. Number 2 on the list of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world is the International Lager. Yeah. Let's see. International lagers are uncomplicated and always refreshing, never complicated, and with little aromas. These are also fermented with lager yeasts and have low alcohol by volume between 4.6 and 6%. They are these popular beers are not artisanal but industrial and are often quite inexpensive. They go, you know, those are Corona extras. The
it's mass produced.
Yeah,
you want beer? Labatt's a beer.
Labatt's and can.
Heineken.
Kronenbourg.
Red Stripe. Yeah. Gold Leaf Lager. Yeah.
Rainier.
Right.
Is Rainier an international lager?
American lager. Sorry. My bad.
But then the number one most popular beer style in the world.
Now we know number one.
Would be, what is it, Ted Smith?
The American lager.
The American lager.
Spoiler alert.
The beautiful red, white, and blue lager. Some wine styles are quite obscure and hard to find, but others, like the American lager, are just the opposite. They're everywhere. American lagers are bottom fermented with lager yeast.
Yeah.
Which produces light, refreshing beers.
Now
with
we're talking about guys that fell trees. They're yeast.
Little to no aromas. You won't find hop or malt aromas. These are lagers are straightforward and easy to drink. Those are your Budweisers, your Coors, your Grand Belt Premium Lager, Miller High Life, and all that in between. So there you go. The 10 most popular beer styles in the world. Crack one and enjoy one. Especially a Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven Brewing.
Yes, indeed.
A man in Florida stands accused of stealing a BMW, but he's got quite the reason for being in the car, Miles.
What was his story?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Yes, we have.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified woman from San Francisco, California. Mike Hawk, I believe you might have the story in headlines. But basically, she ordered herself a driverless Waymo vehicle so she could go to the University of California San Francisco Hospital yesterday. And it's a gutsy choice, since in the last week, we've read stories about Waymo's slamming into the back of stopped school buses, which parents have not been happy about, and even driving through the middle of a police standoff. Well, her ride was actually going smoothly. And so Waymo's remote rider support team, they basically detected something, quote, unusual happening inside. I don't know how, they just detected unusual activity. But that's when they actually initiated a call to check on the rider. That's also when they discovered that the rider was a pregnant woman riding solo who self-delivered her own baby in the back of the car.
That's a cleaning fee.
Yeah, well, a few minutes later, mother and baby were dropped off at the hospital where they had doctors waiting for.
All right.
To your point, Waymo points out that they did immediately remove the vehicle from service for cleaning. That was the final line they wanted you to know.
This thing smells weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that is crazy to me. You're going to the hospital because you're in labor, and you have to deliver your own baby. And basically, when she gets to the hospital, it's like,
ta-da.
But the thing, the kid's fine, the mom's fine. But Waymo was excited to say, that's our youngest passenger we've ever had. Yeah, fresh. I mean, like, it ain't going to get younger than that.
You can't get any younger than that.
Cannot get younger than newborn. All right, so we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.